gee, Nelson, this is getting interesting. Who's next?
A chap called Gazzola.
Oh, yeah, Don Amici. He was a very important part of our shows for many years.
Yeah. Do you remember that time he worked on your teeth, Charlie?
Oh, do I? I can hear his voice now.
Hello, 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 and how do you do?
Well, hello, Dr. Hoyt. I'm Edgar Bergen. You were highly recommended to me, Dr. Hoyt.
Well, that's fine, that's fine. But Dr. Hoyt, he just stepped out to have his teeth fixed.
Oh, he did, I see.
Yes.
Well, who are you?
I'm his substitute.
Filling in for a friend, huh?
I'm Amici Gazzola, first class dentist, DDS, RFD, and SOS. Pull the teeth while you wait.
Gazzola, if you're a dentist, I'm Dorothy L'Amour.
Pleased to meet you, Miss L'Amour.
I think Charlie has a cavity, Doctor.
Oh,
now,
yeah?
do you do fillings and inlays?
Oh, sure. We got inlays, outlays, DKs, stowaways.
Yeah.
Mondays, Mondays, always.
All right. This is awful.
All right, come on, kid. Jump in the side of the chair here. Climb up one of my chairs, sonny boy.
You're not going to sing the end of that.
What are your rates?
Oh, rates?
Yes.
Rates, you say? Well, yes. I got to cut the rates, V8s, upper plates, and a blue plate.
Yeah.
With two kinds of funky pie.
Say, what is this?
All right, come on, kid. Up into the chair, bambino.
Okay, babuno.
All right, open it wide to the mouth now. Holy mackerel.
Quite a wind tunnel, ain't it?
Now, which you thought that she's a hurt?
Well, I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's my cuspidor.
Your cuspidor?
It's the one I spit through.
Look, kid, from experience, let's play him safe. Yeah. Let's pull them all out, huh?
Yeah. No.
Hand me down
no.
my Novocaine.
No.
Hand me down my Novocaine.
Wait,
what's the matter?
You China chiseler, you take it easy. You're not going to pull any of them.
Okay. Let's not pull them. Let's fill them up, huh?
Yeah, fill
what up. The kind of filling you like?
It doesn't matter. Lemon or coconut custard.
Kid, how about some nice pongy pie, huh?
Now, don't start that again.
No, all right, we'll stop.
Now, for the last time, Doctor, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, look, let's make a figure out here.
All right.
We got to use a little multiplication here.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Got a little subtraction, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's an X-ray. Fill of the tooth. That's a 2 for $5 and a 3 for $10.
Yeah, one for all and all for one, yeah.
That's all right. This is smart kid, ain't it? Let's say we punch into the 10 and pull out the tooth. Go on the chin, let's bring over this side of here. And pull this one over here and bring it down.
Yeah.
Here.
You carry one and I'll carry one.
Okay. How does it come out, Doctor?
What do you know? Is it come out two kinds of pongy pie?
That's all for it.
Oh, that Amici is wonderful.
I wonder if I could talk a little about memories now, Nelson.
Well, certainly, Edgar.
Well, some of my fondest memories are musical ones. The splendid singing of Nelson Eddy over the years and the wonderful accompaniment of Ray Noble. I'm happy to say they've gotten together again for this new song, I'm On My Way, which Nelson has been so successful with on his current tour.
Where am I going? I don't know. Where I'm heading? I ain't certain. All I know is I am on my way. When will I be there? I don't know. When will I get there? I ain't certain. All I know is I am on my way. Got a dream, boy. Got a song. Paint your wagon and come along. Where am I going? I don't know. When will I be there? I ain't certain. What will I get? I ain't equipped to say. But who gives a hang? I'm on my way. While living with hunger and a dying of thirst, from the earth one day the sunshine burst. Oh, what a beautiful sight to behold. There at my feet lay a wealth of gold, 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 gold. There at my feet lay a wealth of gold. Now I'm coming home, Sally Lou, with a wagon. wagon full of presents just for you, Sally Lou. Sally Lou. Where am I going now? I know I'm going back to where I started, going back with what I came to find. When will I be there? I don't know. All I know is I am going, going to the girl I left behind. Got a fortune in my poke, but without her I'm stony broke. Had the fever, found the cure, I'll never leave her, that's for sure. And when the parson has his say, our true love will guide us on the way to our golden wedding day.
Oh, that was great, Nelson. Oh, more wonderful than ever. But now let's get back to some of those old shows again. You know, I sure got laughs in those days, didn't I?
Yeah, Charlie sure did. But after a while, you had a competitor for the laughs. Edgar created Mortimer Snert.
Yeah.
One of Mortimer's classics was the time he and Jimmy Stewart tangled with you, Edgar, in a panel discussion on agriculture.
Tonight's discussion will concern itself with the various phases of farm problems. And our guests are two of the most prominent farmers in the country. I would like to introduce them to you right now. Your name, please, sir.
My name? Yeah, well, it always has been. What was the query?
The query. Your name is Mortimer Snert.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now for our other expert on this farm panel, your name, please.
Well, my name is, I know as well as I know my own name. What was the query?
Yes, your name, sir.
Oh, yeah, Zeke Stewart.
Yeah, I see. Thank you. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
Well, thank you. I don't mind if I do, yeah.
I'll go along with that.
Mind if I go with you?
Gentlemen, please. This is a forum. Now, what is your opinion on agriculture?
Well, it's my opinion that no farm should be without it.
I'll go along with that.
You can get there first, wait for me, huh?
Yeah, now. We must have some helpful information. Now, well, Mr. Snert, what is your idea on increasing milk production?
I'm glad you asked me, yeah. Increasing milk production. You got to get a cow. You got to do that. You'll go along with me on that, won't you, Zeke?
Yeah. Should be a female cow.
Yeah. Now, this morning I milked 2 gallons of milk in 10 minutes.
I see. Well, you must have been in great form.
Yeah, sir, I was really hitting on all four.
Please, perhaps I'll do better if I explain parity. Parity is equality in purchasing power between different kinds of money at a given ratio.
No!
I'll go along with Zeke's opinion, yeah.
Look, gentlemen, in other words, if a bushel of corn costs $2 under present conditions, do you think...
Well, I'll tell you, it's like this.
I haven't asked the question yet.
Well, I ain't a fellow that waits until the last minute. All right.
No, time's a-wasting, and that's for dang sure. I like you, Mort. You're nobody's fool.
Well, nobody's in particular, anyway. Well, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, we ought to get along fine. We understand each other.
Who do?
You and me.
Oh, them, yeah.
That's who I was talking
gentlemen,
about.
Gentlemen,
all the
gentlemen,
time.
If you a bushel me. Of corn. If a bushel of corn. Now get this.
I like you, Mort. Yeah, let's let's get together sometime, Mort.
Okay, where?
Well, we can decide that when we get there.
If a bushel, one bushel of
anyway,
corn.
I hope to see you sometime, Mort.
Yeah, then some other time I can see you. Yeah. If we change off like that, we won't get so sick of seeing each other. Now, this bushel of corn, well, how about coming over to my farm, Zeke?
Okay, where is it?
Well, I'll tell you how to get there if you don't mind getting lost. No, you...
How far is it as the crow flies?
Oh, it's about... Well, you ain't coming by crow, are you?
Should a bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand? That is, should the price of that bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand or by government subsidy?
Where'd you say that place of yours was?
Well, you see, Mr. Stewart, you go down the road till you come to a crossroad, and then you make a U-turn straight ahead. And...
Is that there a small U or a capital U?
Well, that's your problem, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, why do you refuse to answer my questions about a bushel of corn?
Because we raise as rutabagas, I see. City slicker. Yeah.
Well, let's go on to the question box.
Yeah, all right. Let's just go.
No. Here's the first question. How do you treat potato bugs?
With contempt.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, gentlemen, but our time is up.
Well, I reckon that's as good a direction as any.
Yeah, I think. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want printed copies of this discussion, don't write us. Write your psychiatrist. You're nuts.
I'll go along with that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Bergen Anniversary Show, transcribed with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Snerd, Carol Richards, Rudy Whistler, Jack Kirkwood, Dave Barry, the Mellow Men, Ray Noble, Nelson Eddy, and some of the great highlights of past shows with Rudy Vallee, W.C. Fields, John Barrymore, Don Ameche, Jimmy Stewart, Marilyn Monroe. We'll be back after station identification.